Don't go anywhere. I know where you live. No, really. I really do.
Are you in the house?
From Allison to Latimer, Sheffield to Clarksville, and Green to Alden, 104.9 KLMJ, where listening feels like home.
Do you have a reliable ag lender? Hi, this is Dusty Abbas with First Bank Hampton. We understand the importance of getting the financing you need in a timely fashion while still getting the best rates and terms available. If you are looking to upgrade your machinery, starting to think about seed financing, or expanding your operation, turn to us at First Bank Hampton. We have a great team of local, knowledgeable lenders ready to help you succeed. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Joining us this afternoon is Vicar Caitlin Taro of the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hampton. She is the leader there. What we're going to be talking about today, she is going through the process to become ordained as pastor there at St. Paul Lutheran Church. And Caitlin, thanks a lot for stopping by here today.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Maybe before we talk about that process, you're from around the area. Maybe just talk about how you got into become a vicar and on this way to become pastor first, I guess.
Yeah, so I grew up in Sheffield, just down the road here, and always was very involved in my congregation there, Zion St. John. And I worked there actually as director of youth and family ministry for a number of years. And as I worked and lived with the congregation, there was a number of people who kind of pushed me into the path of rostered leadership. And for a while there, I was doing some other things career-wise, but this last year really opened my eyes and I decided that I was ready to take the plunge into ministry professionally. So that's kind of how I ended up here.
So now you're in the process of becoming pastor, like I said. Kind of explain that process, because we've had vicars on from Trinity Lutheran Church in the past. They always talk about there's two seminaries that are involved. Obviously, this is a different branch of Lutheran Church, I should say, I guess, that you guys go through, different seminaries that you go through to become pastor. So why don't you do the rest of the explaining? I tried my best there, Caitlin.
Yeah, no, that's great. So my process is a little bit different than what a lot of other pastors in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America go through. There's a new program through Wartburg Seminary in Dubuque, which is where I'm attending, called Collaborative Learning. And what that looks like is, rather than kind of specifically taking courses and then doing an internship before I'm ordained, I'm kind of doing it all at the same time. So I'm going to classes full-time online through Wartburg Seminary in Dubuque, and then I am working part-time at St. Paul as their lay minister during that time. And it'll take me another 3 years to get through that whole process. But so far, it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Again, we're joined by Vicar Caitlin Taro of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hampton. She's been the leader there since last August, I believe you told me when you stopped by the other day. So can you explain how one becomes vicar, I guess, if that makes sense?
Yeah, so for me, it was a matter of kind of talking to my own pastor, and then we have a group of congregations in Northeast Iowa called a synod, and I talked with my synod leadership there. We have a process we go through called candidacy that kind of helps make sure that ministry is really the path forward for us, and they've been very supportive. And then you go through the process of application to seminary from there.
I don't think you've talked about this yet. You traveled out west, too, as part of seminary. You want to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so one of the really cool things about Wartburg is we have a January term, or J term as we call it. So for the month of January, we just take one class intensively. And for me this year, I had the opportunity to visit Holden Village out in Washington State in the mountains out there. It's a former copper mine that was turned into a Lutheran retreat center way back in the 60s when the mine went defunct. And it is a pretty incredible experience to be there in the mountains and to really separate yourself from all of the craziness that's going on in the world and take some time to reflect on just anything that you have going. But especially there, it's important to talk about and think about our relationship with God's creation and all of the things that we do in our daily lives. And then also when we're there at Holden Village.
Going back to St. Paul Lutheran Church here in Hampton, you've been vicar there since last August. Now, you're able to do that until you become ordained as pastor. You're able to do, you know, the regular Sunday services, things like that here in Hampton.
Yes. Yep. So we are working together as a congregation here. I am able to preside at communion and baptisms and funerals. The only thing I don't get to do is weddings, but that's because there's a whole legal rigmarole that goes with that. So
I guess you got to follow the law with even when it comes to being vicar and pastor.
I suppose.
When it goes back to Washington State, so that's through the Wartburg Seminary, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this something you do by yourself going out there? Are you going with other groups of vicars or people that are looking to become pastors as well? Is that something you did by yourself?
So this was a group of seminary students put together at Wartburg, and there was, I think, 9 of us students that went, and then a couple of people brought their spouses and then our instructor. But out at Holden Village, there's a community of like 35 to 40 people that live there year-round that maintain the village and put on all of the programming and things that they have there. So it was a neat experience.
And you said you still have over 3 years to do this till you become ordained. And then how does that process work after 3.5 years? Then you have to go somewhere after this or what?
Well, right now, the hope is that I will get to stay here in Hampton at St. Paul when I'm ordained. But we've got a lot of time between now and then. So there's a lot of different ways that this could go. But the goal is then for me to be able to be called to St. Paul as ordained pastor.
And that's obviously the goal for you because you got family around here. So
sure do.
Yeah. Again, we're joined by Vicar Caitlin Taro of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Hampton, going through that process of the seminary, the Wartburg Seminary that she's going through to be ordained as pastor. Like she said, she's got a couple of years left in that. And Caitlin, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add? I know I don't sound educated on this because I'm not. That's why I wanted you to come here and kind of explain this, because it's a different seminary than what we've had vicars, like I said, from Trinity Lutheran Church on. So Interesting to hear how different paths will be taken. But I guess anything else you'd like to add as you're on this journey to become pastor?
Well, I just want to say that the Hampton community has been overwhelmingly supportive of my time here at St. Paul so far. And I'm so thankful for the warm welcome that we've received, both myself and all of my whole family. And so that's been just an overwhelmingly positive experience. And I just want to also say that we are an open and affirming church. So anyone who wants to join us anytime, please do come and join us for worship or for any of our ministry activities we have at St. Paul. We're very excited to have anyone who's looking for a church home to come and join us.
And we'll do the plug here too, 9 a.m. every Sunday morning, and then you can hear the rebroadcast of that service on KLMJ at 8 p.m. every Sunday. And Caitlin, thanks a lot for joining us, and hopefully we can talk down the road.
Yes, thanks so much.
All right, Caitlin Taro, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
How do you teach your kids real-life, everyday use of money? Hi, this is Pam Whipple with First Bank Hampton. We're introducing the Next Gen app, a new service for kids and teens. Not only will they learn to earn money, but they will also learn to manage it like adults. The app is a fun way for them to learn some financial independence and give parents the opportunity to teach their kids with real-life scenarios. Stop in or call to learn more about Next Gen, available at First Bank Hampton. Member FDIC.